listener production.
Hey there, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. Thousands of people have gathered at protests around the country calling for the Australia Day date to be changed, insisting today is for mourning and reflection as well as action for the future. This year's theme is Sovereignty Before Voice in response to the Voice to Parliament proposal. Anthony Albanese has spoken passionately about the Voice today. He was at the traditional citizenship ceremony in Canberra this morning to officially welcome our newest group of Aussies to the country. He says the current constitution is wrong in stating Australia was born in 1788 when Indigenous people have been here for thousands of years.
We share the continent with them. This is a generous and gracious offer of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. It shouldn't be beyond us to have the compassion and good sense and judgment to accept that offer.
The son of a missing Gold Coast woman has been charged with multiple domestic violence offences, including kidnapping, as the search for the 61-year-old continues. Police Superintendent Brendan Smith says they're desperately trying to find her.
Every minute counts at this particular time. If she's still alive, she needs help now.
All eyes are on the Reserve Bank after this week's record high inflation figures. It's likely we'll see another rate hike next month. And a video of Novak Djokovic's father is causing controversy. In a clip published to YouTube, the tennis star's dad is with fans holding Russian flags and shouting in support of Vladimir Putin. The flags are banned at Melbourne Park because of the invasion of Ukraine. Our Aussie men's doubles team with Rinki Hijikata and Jason Kubler is on Rod Laver Arena in their semi-final, while the women's singles semis are on tonight. First, Elena Rybakina and Victoria Azarenka are head-to-head. Then Magda Linette and Aryna Sabalenka will face off, with the winner from each match proceeding to the final. To cricket, Sydney Thunder and Brisbane Heat are focused on tomorrow night's Big Bash Eliminator match. And later on, the Aussie women's T20 side is taking on Pakistan in Game 2 in Hobart.